It is a tradition unlike any other. On Thursday, the 83rd Masters will tee off at Augusta National Golf Club. What are some of our favorite moments, and who are our favorites to win? Find out on this episode of Stone Cold Sports Talk.
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship!
Harvick's gonna win the football game!
In your life have you seen anything like that?
Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making us a part of your day. This is episode 13 of Stone Cold Sports Talk. I'm Luke Stone. Joining me today are Taft Gant and Bo Watts. And well, it's that time of year again. It is the spring, which means we just had a great
time of year.
We had a great national championship game in basketball last night, and it's going to parlay almost perfectly into the Masters, which will, as I mentioned in the intro, tee off on Thursday. So, Bo Watts, there have been a lot of fantastic moments that have taken place on this course. And Taft, same question for you. What is your favorite all-time Masters moment?
You know, I've got to go with Bubba's first win and the 10th hole, second playoff hole. Final round, obviously. The hook from like 160 with a gap wedge, just pummeling the ball. I think I watched a video that said it hooked 40 yards, which with a wedge is sounds impossible to me.
You've never seen me play golf.
Well, okay.
Well, I mean, I would shake
hitting
it.
Hitting it in the air.
Yeah.
With a 40-yard hook on it sounds impossible.
And he did it on purpose.
On purpose, and to put it on a green.
Within, like, 15.
Yeah, where he could make a putt, you know, win is just insane. So that's got to be my favorite.
Taft, yeah. Your favorite memory?
Well, going back to Bo's, that's definitely one of those moments where you remember exactly where you were when it happened.
Yep.
But my favorite Masters moment has got to be Tiger Woods' 16th hole in 05 when the ball was just sitting on the lip for about 3 seconds.
Sure.
And it just dropped. The crowd went wild. Tiger and his caddy went wild. And it ultimately led to him going 14 under on his way to winning his fourth Masters.
It's definitely one of the greatest shots in golf history.
I think that one, those two moments obviously are iconic. I think the best part about Tiger Woods was definitely the crowd gasping in exasperation as it sat on the edge of the cup. And I've actually heard some rumors that they think that the crowd's noise as it was rolling towards it may have actually shaken the ball. I would not be surprised
because the ball was sitting on the lip for, 3 seconds. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I've seen, the closest thing I can remember is, I don't know if you guys watched I think it was Saturday at the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in 2017, I guess. Justin Thomas had this shot. Justin Thomas.
Oh, I watched that happen.
Yeah, I did too.
Were you in the gallery watching that happen? I watched it live.
Justin Thomas hits this shot, and he thought it was going to break a little more to the right than it did.
Yep.
And it sits on the edge of the cup for like 15, or like for like 10 seconds. He walks away, and they think, and all of the CBS guys started making jokes about it,
and then
out of nowhere it dropped, and I think Nick Faldo said, "In your life, have you ever seen anything like that, Vern?" in a reference to Tiger's shot at 16. I think my favorite moment has to be, this was one of the first Masters that I watched in depth in 2013, the playoff between Angel Cabrera and Adam Scott. Obviously, no Australian player had ever won the Masters prior to that. I'm pretty sure. Greg Norman never won a Masters, did he?
No.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was kind of
upset watching that playoff, I remember.
What, you wanted Cabrera?
Cabrera, yeah.
Why? Yeah, so you have former 2009 Angel Cabrera, or Masters champion Angel Cabrera against Adam Scott in the playoff. Adam Scott, of course, hits that incredible, basically around-the-world putt on 18 to force the playoff, and then in the second playoff hole at number 10, sinks another long one for the win. Great win for Adam Scott, actually using, I think, the same caddy that Tiger had on that shot in 05.
And an illegal putter, you know.
What, the belly putter? You're not a big fan of anchoring, Bo Watts?
I don't even remember what you call it.
Belly putter, right?
No, the one with the handle up near the shoulder.
Oh.
Can't remember it.
I don't know.
It's a staff, basically. It's
not like fair. Moses.
Yep.
Also, of course, the other thing that made that moment pretty iconic was it was pouring rain at Augusta that day, and the greens were playing a lot slower than they usually do.
And he hammered that 18.
Oh, yeah.
That putt on 18.
Yeah. That was with authority.
That's his last shot of the tournament, potentially. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't get the hole, he's never going to forget.
Also, just going back and watching that, I remember he was paired with Mark Leishman, which I think is pretty freaking cool. Another fellow Australian. So, of course, these moments are tied in with some of our favorite holes. But Watts, would you like to preface this segment?
Sure, I'll go ahead. You know, kind of like Taff said, my favorite hole of the Masters is 16. Part of that reason, greatest shot in golf history, like we just said. But also, a couple years ago, my favorite golfer of all time, Davis Love, III, had a hole-in-one. And it was a pretty special moment. I remember watching it on TV. I was pretty psyched. But it was just a feel-good moment, and I really love Davis. You know, no pun intended, whatever. but yeah, no, 16's got to be my favorite. Rosebud.
Yeah, a lot of special moments have happened on 16. But to me, personally, I think your favorite hole on Augusta has got to be on Amen Corner. So that's got to be, okay. That's either 11, 12, or 13. So you have to decide which one is the best out of those three. Because if you go to watch the Masters, they always have a featured group that you can watch live, or you can watch it from Amen Corner, just because those three holes are so special. So my favorite hole is number 12, which is the Golden Bell, par 3, 155 yards, and home of Jordan Spieth's epic collapse in 2016.
To clear the way for the all-time golfer, the worst
Masters champion. Actually, the second worst Masters champion.
Behind who? Patrick Reed?
Yes.
Not a big Patrick Reed guy?
And then I think the thing that disturbed me... Bad run of 3 years.
The thing that disturbed me most about Patrick Reed winning wasn't he wearing a Tiger outfit, basically?
Oh, yeah, he was wearing the Sunday red.
It was ridiculous.
And that upset a lot of golfers. They did a poll on who... all the golfers on tour, who your least favorite golfer is, and I think Patrick Reed was second to Bubba Watson.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of bad things about Bubba Watson,
which is surprising because Bubba seems like a pretty funny guy from his social media and what you see on the course.
But like, there are a lot of people who are in sports who are nice on social media, and then you hear about people meeting them in person and are just absolutely terrible. I mean, there are a lot of guys that people want to love because they're underdogs, but who are like
Angel dropped an F-bomb.
Who?
Angel.
Really?
At the, I don't remember what year it was, but it was at the Wells Fargo Championship. I was there in Charlotte with a friend.
Charlotte.
We were on 17. He walked past. He hit it in the bunker, which on the 17th at Quail Hollow, you know, it's not a great shot, but it's not in the water. He said, all right, good job on hell. And he just, you know, dropped an F-bomb right to us.
Well, going back to the Masters, that collapse by Jordan Spieth, he was pretty classy after.
Especially considering he went from
a 5-shot lead to a 3-shot deficit in a matter of moments when he was on track to winning his second straight Masters. But
hottest golfer in the world at the time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he won it in 15, shooting at 270 on the weekend. And that's impressive because after that, Danny Willett won it with a 283. But you said it... last week, Stone, the Masters is, what was the word you used?
I said it's fickle.
It is fickle because
you never know if it's going to be down at, if the winner is going to be down at 14 or 15, or some years the winner, you know, first to 8 or 9 under par is the one that's going to get it. Now, a lot of it depends on the weather, for sure, especially if it's been rainy or if it's been too dry. Yeah.
I mean, undulated greens,
yep.
The tricky fairways, the tricky holes, it's a lot of factors at the Masters. Even
people who have been playing at that course for years and years, like Ernie Els has been playing at the Masters pretty much every year since 1990, and he had that one, like, six putt, five putt on number two?
A lot.
Yeah, it was bad.
Sorry, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
No, I mean, that just shows the trickiness of the Masters, of Augusta, shows why the Masters is the ultimate test for who is the best golfer in the world at that time.
You good now? Okay. Just open the Skittles, Bo Watts. It's okay. You can open the Skittles. And we're going to keep this part in.
All right, cool.
Only if you give me one.
All right, fine.
Okay. Brief Skittle break. No, we get low blood sugar here sometimes in Stone Cold Sports.
The tropical Skittles, I'll let you know. Because there weren't any regular on the vending machine. So.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Tabs, we're going to talk for the next couple of seconds.
Yeah,
you got to get this.
So I think... Well, it's your turn to say your favorite hole, Stone. So,
I'm a little busy here.
We've heard Bo's 16, my 12. And my favorite part about Augusta is how all of their... One of my favorite parts, because there's just so many, is how all the holes have names. I mean, just a tradition unlike any other, like you said, Stone.
Should we get a bell for that?
Yep.
There's gonna go ding.
But every hole has a name, so you got number 12, the Golden Bell, 13, Azaleas, 14, Chinese Fir. I mean, it's Augusta National is just awesome.
On an unrelated note, that is a phone ringing on the hallway outside of our room. That is not in, that is not supposed to be a bell in the background for every time we mention a tradition unlike any other.
Tap you on some Skittles.
I would love
some Skittles. I'll talk enough. Okay.
I feel like Skittles...
It should become a tradition.
What?
I think that since
a tradition unlike any other.
Oh my ding! Gosh.
I think
we're gonna kill it. I'm gonna strangle
it. For Masters podcast, pimento cheese opposed to Skittles would be a little more relevant. Well, but hey, you gotta love tropical Skittles. On
unfortunately, you can't get
on a Tuesday before the Masters.
Can't get pimento cheese sandwiches in the vending machine.
They should start selling those by the first tee of their course at Woodbury.
They definitely have pimento cheese sandwiches in the vending machines at Augusta.
Maybe, yeah.
Probably.
That's where you get at the turn. Actually,
okay.
You got a pimento cheese sandwich. Anyway, after that extended detour, my favorite hole at Augusta has got to be, and this is only derived from having played it repeatedly, when I still like to play the back nine only at Augusta on Tiger Woods PGA Tour 13. No, I never got 14. It's a long story. Really, it just, I couldn't really rationalize spending another. I think it got more expensive after the Tiger Woods series ended, and it wasn't worth the money, and this one had Augusta anyway.
Yeah, well, 13's great because it has Pinehurst number 2, which is my hometown golf course.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, my favorite hole in Augusta has to be Firethorn, the par 530-yard par 5, number 15 at Augusta. Of course, it is drivable in two for, or not drivable in two, it is reachable within two for basically every golfer on the course. But the interesting thing about 15 is that you have it really blanketed by water on both sides. If you leave it short of the green on your second shot, you're going to end up in that little that water that goes up next to that one of the iconic bridges on the kind of quasi-bridge. It's not really a bridge. On the left side of that green there. And then if you hit it a little too far, you can end up rolling off actually back into the little pond on 16 if you're not careful. Very small landing zone in the green. A lot of guys will see if they're playing conservative decide to basically just lay up on it. And it really makes for an interesting... an interesting kind of counterweight if you get screwed up on amen corner and you're looking for a chance to score. The 15th is a really good chance to do that, but again, if you're just off by a fraction, you'll end up rolling back into the water. And it's a great chance for guys on Sunday who are maybe 3 or 4 strokes behind to get an eagle or a birdie to get their confidence up, and then on 16 anything can happen, and then of course get them within a stroke or two on 17 and 18.
Yeah, I mean, even more Tiger moments on 15.
What's the Tiger moment on 15?
One of the years he won, he just had a strike.
On the second shot?
On the second shot and put it to like 5 feet or something.
Yeah. And the other thing is that if someone's hitting maybe a 3-wood or a hybrid off the deck, that it's going to be difficult for them to get that shot to stop and try to find a perfect place to bounce it and really make it work. All right, so Taft, we have a bit of a tiering system for our players to watch segment that you will explain more now.
Yeah, so
Skittle me.
You can, while you're eating your Skittles, you can
thank you.
Look at the Masters and pick who you think's going to win, but the best way to do it is to look at the tier system. So how that works is golfers ranked 1 through 10. This is the world rankings as of April 1st, 2019. We'll look at golfers in tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, and so on. But we'll start with tier 1. So Luke and Bo, we're going to look at the players to watch for this year's Masters from 1 to 10, starting us off. I feel like it's always been the world number 1, just not able to win the big-time tournaments. Dustin Johnson, followed by...
He won a U.S. Open at Oakmont, which is pretty difficult to do.
That's my guy.
Followed, but I feel like I said that just because
Myrtle Beach represents...
Always...
He went to Coastal?
Yeah, he went to Coastal.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. Coastal Carolina, good at baseball, good at golf. I mean...
Not good at academics.
Not too good at football either. Citadel beat him in the FCS playoffs a couple years ago. I was also at that game.
You really are a sports globetrotter.
Cool fact.
Anyway, Taft, who's your favorite from Tier 1?
Well, let me finish telling who the golfers are. Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, Rory McIlroy.
Now I digress.
Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, Bryson DeChambeau,
Francesco Molinari.
Exactly.
Thank you.
That's fun to say, as Scott Van Pelt referenced Elf in one of his late night sports centers. Ricky Fowler, John Rahm, and Xander. Help me out on that last
Shoffley?
Name. Xander Shoffley?
Shoffeffel?
Shoffeffel.
No, it's Shoffley.
Shoffley.
Shoffeffel?
I just like saying Shoffeffel. I also it's had a friend in Charlotte. I live in Charlotte. That was his name.
Shoffeffer. Shoffeffer?
Shall.
Shoffeffer?
Yes.
So, like, Shoffley, but not at all the same thing.
Whatever.
Okay.
I digress.
So, Stone, why don't you start us off? Who is your tier
favorite
one?
From tier one? You know, I'm going to have to go with Brooks Koepka, not only because he's a hometown boy, proud graduate of Cardinal Newman High School in West Palm Beach, Florida. Also the
Cardinal Newman in Florida?
There's, like, Cardinal Newman everywhere.
That's true. There's one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Columbia.
Yeah, proud. He's a proud graduate of Cardinal Newman High School and also Florida State University. Also proud graduate of Cardinal Newman High School, my mother, Carolyn Stone. If she makes it this far in the podcast, I will be absolutely amazed. Hello, mother. anyway, I've got to go with Koepka, not only because he's a hometown boy, but he seems to just take it up to another level at these majors recently. Obviously, he's won, what, two straight U.S. Opens now? Was in contention in that at the last major, the PGA Championship, where he went. Did he win the PGA Championship? He won it, right?
Yeah, he did.
I think he did. Because
that was his third major in like the past 2 years.
Yeah, in like literally 15 calendar months. Yeah, so Brooks Koepka, very hot at majors. I think that it will help him that he can absolutely crush the golf ball, especially on some of the more scoreable par fives and even some of the shorter par fours. His short game has been getting better, and I like him to be not necessarily the winner of the whole thing, but I think that he's a guy to watch in this first group for sure.
How about you, Bill?
I'm taking Justin Rose. Finished second. Yeah, just go ahead and take some.
Okay.
Second at the Open Championship. Second at the Dell Technologies Championship.
Sorry. Just imitating Justin Rose choking.
And I thought the Skittles were cut.
No. That'd be embarrassing.
And at the BMW Championship, which moves him to world number one. Then he finished tied for fourth at the Tour Championship and won the FedEx Cup. Then he won the Ryder Cup. Unfortunately.
America!
Yeah, whatever.
How fun was that to watch this summer? The Ryder Cup. Great crowd. The result wasn't what most Americans wanted or hoped for. But I mean, just the crowd, the atmosphere in Paris, France was awesome.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Short interruption. I apologize. Can't catch a break. Cannot catch a break.
No.
Okay. Like, anyways, Rose then won the Turkish Airlines Open.
Ooh, the infamous Turkish Airlines Open.
Well, he was world number one, so
cool.
You know, that's winning. That's a lot of wins. I'm listing off.
You know what he hasn't won?
What hasn't he won?
A major. Has he won a major? I'm pretty sure Justin Rose still has no majors. I'm almost certain.
He's had to because that's what Ricky is in.
Yes, he won the 2013 U.S. Open.
Okay, well, he hasn't won a Masters.
Whatever.
Shut up. Okay,
he hasn't won a Masters. You can't.
I mean,
he was born in South Africa?
Congrats.
That's cool. Go.
Okay. Then he won the Farmers Insurance Open this year. He's good.
What's your point? Okay, so
that's
your point.
Good.
The point is he's
I
good.
Like him
okay.
to win. I don't like. DJ
thank you for
win.
Reading. Thank
I
you for
love,
reading the.
Okay,
the Justin Thomas or the Dustin Johnson. The Justin Rose.
I gave you
wins.
Skittles. Be quiet.
Okay.
DJ ain't gonna win. I'm telling you that right now. DJ does not have it at Augusta. Koepka, not hot on Koepka.
I mean, it really just seems as if. It really just seems as if Dustin Johnson is always just. You know, I was gonna make a joke about his past, but I'm not going to. Just keep going,
Rory. Not going to win. Either going to miss the cut.
All right, let's slow down there. Rory, fun note about Rory. This is going to be his fifth time at Augusta trying to complete his career Grand Slam. I mean, Rory is one of the best golfers of the 21st century, in my mind.
I think
mind,
that goes without saying.
And he still hasn't gotten that win at Augusta, so what says that this is not his year? I mean, he was tied for fifth last year's Masters. He's hot. He just won the Players, so I think Rory.
For a second, I thought you were calling Rory McIlroy hot. Not that I'm gonna say you're wrong.
Who says that? I don't think Rory McIlroy is an attractive golfer. I mean, I've seen him in person in Pinehurst, and he was nice. He had the charismatic
kind of a jerk touch.
Oh, come on now. How's that?
Hey, Rory's definitely one
of my favorite players on tour.
My brother bagged his groceries, and I think he said thank you. I don't know if he tipped him, but what are you looking for?
Hold on.
What are you looking for?
I have a video of him denying me of a high five. How stingy of a person do you have to be?
I have a video of Jordan Spieth yelling at the crowd for all trying to, like, kill each other just to get his autograph.
Wait, denying you a high five? If only we could get, like, a picture-in-picture on this.
Terrible human being.
Because he didn't want a high five. A crusty 8th grader?
So, Stone, you have Brooks as your player to watch.
Yes.
Bo, Justin Rose,
yep.
After letting us know his basically career timeline. Yeah. That.
Well, I'll give you a recent recap.
Wikipedia, basically the Wikipedia page, last 10 victories for Justin Rose.
That is what
reads all of them off.
That is what I Googled. No, I went from 2018 and beyond.
My player to watch, and he is my pick for the 2019 Masters, is Ricky Fowler. Ricky is, like I said earlier, notoriously the best player in the world to never win a major. He finished second at the Masters last year, and I think that Rory is the kind of guy would win his first major at Augusta.
I don't know why it's like finishing second at the Masters is somehow a prerequisite to winning the Masters. Like, I don't think
that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that he is good on that course, and he proved it last year.
He's decent enough. All right, let's go tier two. We'll make this one snappier. Paul Casey, Tiger Woods, Tommy Fleetwood, Jason Day, Tony Finau, Matt Kuchar, Bubba Watson, Patrick Reed, Mark Leishman, Louis Oosthuizen, South African Thunder.
So let's...
What? Am I going tier two? Mm-hmm. Okay. My tier two pick from that group is not going to be who you think it's going to be. It is not going to be Tiger Woods. It is not going to be Matt Kuchar. I will never pick Patrick Reed just on sheer account of him being also a
terrible person.
I am going to say that Tony Finau is the player to watch from this group.
Wow.
I have constantly been waiting for Finau to make a breakthrough. He's been on tour for a couple of years now. He's played decently well at Augusta. He finished tied for 10th last year at 7 under par. Like you said, knowing the course does help to an extent. And I think that Tony Finau is a guy that you can definitely win on this golf course if he wants to.
All right, I'm going to, for tier two, mine's got to be...
Can someone just pick the... Are you
gonna Eldrick! I'm taking Eldrick. BDE, baby.
Who are you referencing? Who are you referring?
Eldrick Tiger Woods. Come on, dude.
Daft.
You're killing me, man.
Taft.
You're killing me.
Hold on.
Tiger's Tiger.
We're just going to go ahead and click a few.
Wait, what?
Okay, you're going to kill the soundboard now.
I'm done.
Okay.
You thought. Now I'm actually done.
My tier two golfer is going to be Tommy Fleetwood. Fleetwood is the Englishman. He's seeking his first PGA Tour victory.
I like him. He seems like a good guy.
After a near miss at the Players.
Yeah, that
was Tiger Woods.
That was so disappointing.
Tommy Fleetwood, I mean, he's just been...
I love Jim Furyk, but, like, there's nothing sexy about Jim
Furyk. Jim Furyk's great. A shot.
Jim Furyk is the man.
Off of the wood on 18 at Players.
I was so relieved that McIlroy won that because I was like, really? Like, Jim Furyk? Like, come on, dude. Your time in the spotlight is over.
Oh, come on. You gotta love the old man's story.
I love the old man's
story.
He shot
a 59, like, a year and a half ago.
Where?
59.
Where?
Zurich Classic.
What, in New Orleans?
Yeah.
All right, on to
is that course is a giant bayou water hazard?
Probably.
Yeah. Like, if you're hitting the water, it's a birdie.
Nolens,
and
baby.
Hole in one is a free crawfish for life, so.
Oh.
All right, tier three. We're just going to do this one quick. Give me a golfer. We got Patrick Cantlay.
Cantlay.
Patrick Cantlay. Bill Mickelson. Gary Woodland. Webb Simpson, my boy. Kevin Kisner.
What up, kids?
Hideki Matsuyama. Sergio.
I hate
Cameron
you.
Cameron Smith.
Yep.
Adam Scott.
I love you.
Alexander Noren. I'll let you say this one.
Rafael
Cabrera Bello.
All right, stop.
Spieth, Ian Poulter, Keegan Bradley, Matthew Fitzpatrick. Stone, give me one.
You know, I'm always interested by Ian Poulter, but no, there's just no
Why
way.
Why would you be interested in Ian Poulter?
I don't know. He also seems like a giant jerk. Oh, no. But one time, all right, here's my Ian Poulter connection. I was at the Honda Classic at a PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and this guy was, you know, the little chairs that you bring, like the fold out, like it's usually like a cane, and then
everyone rushes to 18 to put it down.
Yeah. So this guy was camped out at, I can't remember what hole it was, on PGA National at the Honda Classic, but he's sitting there, his jacket is on the ground. Poulter like flies this one past the green, it lands in his jacket. So Poulter gets like a free drop from the jacket and like flops this crazy shot. Like it's probably 10 feet uphill and maybe actually 5 yards of horizontal distance to the hole, and he sticks it within 2 feet. I was in the background on SportsCenter later that afternoon.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really cool.
You made it.
Yeah. I was,
Ian Poulter's not my guy, though.
I almost got hit by Ian Poulter at the PGA Championship.
Ian Poulter, I'm not sure if it's like with a golf ball or if he got angry at you and like tried to slug you in the face.
It was a golf ball.
It was a golf ball?
It was not a punch.
Okay. Sergio, I can't do.
I would have really been on SportsCenter.
I'm going to have to go Kevin Kisner. I don't know if I'm taking anyone else's guy. Was that your guy?
Of course it was my guy.
I thought it was
going to
be Webb.
All right.
No.
Oh.
You both get Kevin
South
Kisner.
South Carolina boy.
You both get Kevin Kisner. Unless you want to...
No, I'm still taking Kiz.
All right. All right. I'm going to go with my boy Webb Simpson. North Carolina boy raised.
Also a great choice.
If he wins the Masters, I mean, that'd just be awesome. After winning... Remembering what my and all my family and friends' reaction was from him winning the U.S. Open... Webb Simpson in a green jacket would be
pretty cool.
Very
cool. Do we even need to look at, I mean, tier four, the only notable guys are Henrik Stenson, Haotong Lee, Bjerregaard, and J.B. Holmes.
Yeah.
And Shane Lowry and Snedeker. I don't know.
So give me a sleeper from tier four or tier five.
I'm going to go with Lucas Bjerregaard.
Okay.
He was near the top of a leaderboard somewhere a couple weeks ago, and I was like, interesting. He's from Denmark.
Yeah, I know.
Cool.
I think it was the Players.
It was the Players?
I think so. Okay. I think he was in there. I'm taking Lee.
Haotong Lee?
Yep. Okay. Great swing. Good fun. Right,
Where's Hideki?
Like tier two.
Hideki's tier three, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, Hideki is.
So my sleeper is going to be Cameron Smith. He's the 25-year-old Australian. Most people don't know this, but he shot a 66 on Sunday at the Masters last year, and he tied for fifth. He was up there with Rory. So Cameron Smith, who is in tier five, is a sleeper you got to watch out for.
Okay. So, tier five, let's just acknowledge Fred Couples will probably be one or two under for part of the day Thursday and then finish it like two or three over.
Probably.
Yeah. Let's see, who else is in there? Bernhard Langer is always fun to watch. I love watching him play Augusta. Tom Watson's done, right? At Augusta, didn't he stop? Probably. Kevin Na. Danny Willett's down there.
Oh, Lord.
So
Stuart Sink's still there.
And Charles Schwartzel.
Instead of players to watch for who you think is going to win or do well, give me a player that you think could bust and maybe not make the cut. So tier one player.
A tier one guy?
Yeah.
Well, Rory McIlroy is a head case. Like the guy, but he's a head case. So that would not surprise me if he blew up. Xander Schauffele, same thing. I just feel weird about him. Francesco Molinari.
Solid.
What?
Solid guy.
To what? Bust or
to play well.
Oh, I don't know. That's the guy. And of course, like, it would not at all surprise me if Tiger Woods just disappointed us all.
Well, Tiger's in tier two. He's 12th in the world.
Tier one guy.
I think they can move up or down after this weekend. It's going to be, he's definitely going to be the most interesting guy to watch because, I mean, he's won it four times before and he's on the rise from what he was the past 2 years. So
if I had to pick one from tier one who's going to maybe miss the cut or be close to it, I'm going to say Xander Schauffele.
I'm taking Bryson.
Yeah, I was going to say DeChambeau.
Yeah, I'm going to go with DeChambeau as well on that.
So that being said, let's wrap this up and give our picks for the whole tournament. Bo Watts, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Give us your 2019 Masters champion.
You want like an overall prediction of what's going to happen or just...
Okay. Just like who's going
to win?
Because
I've got some crazy like premonition type things.
Let's hear it.
All right. DJ, not finishing top 10.
Okay.
Maybe not even top 15. Not going to play well.
Okay.
Rose, top five, guaranteed. McIlroy will miss the cut or will finish top five. I'm telling you that right nothing now. In between. Not a win. In between, he will either finish second to top five or miss the cut.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Kepi will be okay. I think he'll make the cut, you know, get some money. Justin Thomas, potential win. Great guy. Won the PGA Championship when I was there. I think he could potentially pull it out. Maybe.
Okay.
Anyways, other people, Rom, nope, not a shot. Woods, Eldrick, I like it. I love the narrative. Everyone loves the narrative. I don't know if he'll actually do it, but it would be the craziest thing.
You know what would be great for narrative? DUI Wednesday night gets bailed out in time for his first
That's
round.
Not the premonition I was talking about.
Oh. We did have that premonition, though, didn't we?
We did. We did talk
about it. Oh, no, that. I thought it was he got arrested for punching Patrick Reed in the face. He assaults Patrick Reed at the Champions Dinner. I don't know when that is. He assaults Patrick Reed at the Champions Dinner because he's a jerk, and then gets bailed out.
Patrick Reed's a jerk.
How awesome would it be to be at that Champions Dinner and just see the tension that's in the room?
I don't know if there's a lot of tension. I mean, these guys, like, at the end of the day, some of these guys, you know, live next to each other.
But then, golfer communities. No, I mean, all these guys are definitely, most of these guys are.
I feel like it's definitely, friends. There's definitely some, like, people united against, like, the jerks. Like, they're people who probably, like, they're posses of people at the Champions Center who are like, I hate Patrick Reed, I hate Bubba Watson, and it's probably, like, a very us against them dynamic.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Patrick Reed sat at the end of the dinner table. Not many people around him. Maybe Danny Willett.
Yeah, no, I don't think many people.
How do you hate Danny Willett?
He just seems like a nice guy, though.
Nope. Like, just like a British dude who's like, oops, I accidentally won a Masters.
Nope, not that type of guy. Not that type of guy. Especially not his brother, either. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so who's your pick?
Me?
No, Bo, you gotta finish. Who's winning it all?
Kisner?
The whole thing. Wow. The whole thing.
Out of right field.
What do you mean, out of right field?
The whole thing for Kevin Kisner?
The whole thing.
That's big.
The whole thing.
Is it because he's from South Carolina?
Possibly.
Mostly. Well, you know, if we're going to go with hometown loyalty.
Well, a fun fact about Kevin Kisner, he did grow up 20 miles from Augusta.
Really?
So.
Aiken, South Carolina, baby.
All right. You want to go?
You know who else is from Aiken, South Carolina?
Give my pick. I said it earlier in Tier 1, Ricky Fowler. He's going to walk away with the green jacket and his first major of his career.
When was the last time a person won their first major at Augusta? Jordan Spieth? But who was the last guy before that?
Jamie Willett.
Well, okay. Well, who was the last multi-major champion, which I think everyone thinks or Ricky Fowler should
Tiger.
At least.
It's got to be Tiger in 97.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was like a kid. Ricky Fowler has been on the tour for 5 years now. Like, I can't see Ricky Fowler. I just can't imagine it being here. I can imagine it being... I don't know if I said this while we were still live earlier. I can see it like a scoreable U.S. or a British Open, him winning, but I can't. I don't see it at Augusta. My pick, and also, I guess the person, or no, not the person I said to watch earlier. My pick for this, I think Koepka finishes close. I think Bo Watts is dead on about Johnson, Rose, and McIlroy, and Bryson DeChambeau maybe missing the cut. I love Justin Thomas to win this. I don't know why. I just have this weird feeling. Like, it's been a while since Thomas had a victory, right?
Right.
Am I correct on that? Was his last victory the PGA Championship, or did he have a couple?
No, he definitely won.
I think he's got. He just seems like a clutch player though. He's gonna be able to sink those big putts. He's the new. I mean, he and Jordan Spieth are good friends, and he's the new Jordan. He's what Jordan Spieth was 3 years ago, almost 5 years. He's what Jordan Spieth was like 4 years ago when he was like in contention everywhere.
Okay.
I don't know. I like Justin Thomas though. I think he's obviously gets incredible distance off the tee. And his short game is solid.
Talk about Cameron Champ.
You think so?
He's not playing. But he's like one of the, like, you know, seen as the next big thing in golf.
When was his last win?
He hasn't won. He's not playing. He's just like such. He's
consistent.
Like no, he has won. He won something last year.
Stern,
but he just didn't get in.
You hated my Ricky pick, so I'm gonna have to
hate on my Justin Thomas pick.
Hate on your Justin Thomas pick. He has only posted one score in the 60s in his 12 career rounds at the Masters, and his best finish was a tie for 17th. So if he won it, it would have to be his best performance at Augusta by far. Because he's going to have to shoot in the 60s every day.
Things change. Is, I guess, my really terrible defense for that pick.
Oh, well, no. It's also the Masters. It's kind of hard to predict.
Yeah. Watch Brooks Koepka, though. I would love to see a Koepka-Thomas duel just shot for shot for shot at the end.
Okay.
All right, that's all for episode 13 of Stone Cold Sports Talk. I realized that I, in my episode with Jay Benzette last week, accidentally said it was episode 11 when it was actually episode 12. Thanks for listening. The Masters is a tradition unlike any other.
Ding.
Golf clap. Solid ending. We'll see you next time.